让我们能全心全人的来敬拜赞美我们的主。
We thank our worship team for presenting our heart, soul, and body fully to our loving and almighty God.
今天我们要一起看的经文呢，是在哥林多前书十五章的三十五到五十八节。
Today's scripture is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35 to 58.
这段经文其实是保罗要回答哥林多教会信徒们的问题。
This is the Apostle Paul answering questions from the believers in the Corinthian church.
让我们一起来念三十五节。
Let's read verse 35.
用你自己习惯的语言，我们同声开口来念。
In your own language.
死人怎样复活？
How are the dead raised?
带着什么身体来呢？圣经让我们知道，耶稣再来之前，我们每一个人都要面对死亡。
Before Jesus come again, everyone must face death.
但是圣经更告诉我们，死亡不是人的终点。
And the Bible tells us that death is not the end of man.
我们都还会复活。
And we will be resurrected.
所以我要请问大家，你盼望你会带着什么样的身体复活呢？
What kind of body do you hope to be resurrected in?
我知道你们都很有这个想象力。
I know all of you are very imaginative.
你可能希望自己成为翱翔宇宙、掌握时空的超人。
You may wish to become a superman who can control time and space.
你也可能希望成为那个打击邪恶势力、拯救世界的女超人。
Or a superwoman who will fight evil forces and save the world.
但是，男女超人都只是好莱坞电影跟科幻小说的人物。
However, Superman and Superwoman are just the characters in Hollywood movies and science fictions.
死人怎样复活，还会带着什么样的身体？我们还是必须得回到今天的经文。
How do the dead resurrect? In what body do they resurrect in? We shall look for the answer in today's scriptures.
在进入今天的经文之前，让我们再一次以感恩的心来到神的面前。
Before we proceed with today's sermon, let's come in front of God with gratitude.
用信心来领受神要赐给我们那个身体复活的盼望。
And faith to receive the hope of the resurrected body.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为在我们还做罪人的时候，你就差遣你的爱子耶稣基督。
Because when we were sinners, you sent the Lord Jesus.
为我们死在十字架上。
To die for us on the cross.
不但承担了我们罪的刑罚
to bear the punishment of our sins,
赦免我们的罪
to forgive our sins,
更因着主耶稣从死里复活
and because Lord Jesus rose from the dead,
赐我们永生的盼望
that we are given the hope of eternal life.
我们恳求你继续地对我们的心来说话
Please continue to speak to our heart.
让我们都能明白身体复活的奥秘。
And help us to understand the mystery of the resurrection of the body.
祷告不配是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray the name of Jesus.
Amen. 好，我们继续用习惯的言语，从三十六节念到三十八节。
Please use your own language to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 36 to 38.
好，我们同声开口来念。无知的人啊，你所种的若不死就不能生，并且你所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是此地即如麦子或是各样的谷，但神随自己的意思给他一个形体，并叫各等子粒有自己的形体。在这里很惊讶的是，保罗称呼哥林多教会的信徒叫什么？一开始说他什么？无知的人。
Paul refers to the Corinthian believer as ignorant people.
当然，保罗不是说因为他们不知道将来复活的身体是什么样子。
Not because they do not know what the resurrected body looks like.
因为没有神的启示，有限的人是无法知道复活和复活的身体，因为那都是奥秘。
Without God's revelation, humans' limitation would not comprehend the mystery of the resurrections and the resurrected body.
保罗责备他们无知，是因为他们只肯相信灵魂的复活。
Paul blames them for being ignorant because they only believe in the resurrections of the soul.
他们却不愿意接受身体也会复活的真理。
But are not willing to accept the truth of the resurrection of the body.
为了说明这个复活的身体，保罗先用植物来做比喻。
To illustrate the resurrection of the body, Paul first used plants as metaphor.
因为主耶稣也说，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
As Jesus has said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
But if it dies, it bears much fruits.
种子埋在土里，就好像人死了被埋葬。
The kernel is buried in the earth as if a person was buried after death.
但是种子里面却有那个生命的力量。
However, the kernel has vitality.
借着阳光、雨水和土里的养分。
With the sunlight, rainwater, and soil nutrients.
即使我们不明白那个转化的过程。
Even though we do not fully understand the whole transformation process.
这粒种子却会结出长满籽粒的麦穗。
We believe that the kernel will become a fully grown wheat.
当然我们知道种下去那一粒种子跟后来长起来的麦穗是外表的形状是不一样的。
The planted kernel and the wheat have different appearance.
但是借着我们的知识，种瓜得什么？瓜，种豆得什么？豆。
And we know that you sow the seed of melon, you reap melon, and beans, you beans, and you reap beans.
这粒种子里面必须有麦子的基因。
In the kernel, there must be the DNA of wheat.
它才能结出麦子来。
In order to grow into wheat.
花草树木和各样的菜蔬。
Flowers, trees, and all kinds of vegetables.
都必须要有自己的种子才能够生生不息。
Can live because of the seed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们现在的生命。
Dear brothers and sisters, our present life
就是我们将来复活身体的种子。
It's the seed of our resurrected body in the future.
你是否愿意现在就领受从神而来的生命？
Are you willing to receive the life from God?
让我们不但在今生结出那圣灵的果子。
Not only that your present lives can bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
将来还会有一个更荣美复活的身体。
In future, you also have a glorified resurrected body.
在讲完植物之后，保罗继续用其他的形体来说明。After talking about plants.
After talking about the plant.
Yeah.
Paul continued to illustrate with animals.
让我们从39节念到41节。
Let's read verse 39 to 41.
用你自己的习惯的言语一起来念。
In your own language.
凡肉体各有不同，人是一样，兽又是一样，鸟是一样，鱼又是一样，有天上的形体，也有地上的形体。继续，但天上的形体的荣光是一样，地上形体的荣光又是一样，日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，这星和那星的荣光也有分别。在这里，保罗好像带领我们回到创世纪。
Paul brought us back to Genesis.
让我们看到神创造的丰富和多样性。
To show us the richness and diversity of God's creation.
地上我们人有人的形状。
On earth, God created human beings in His own form.
飞禽走兽也各有他们自己的独特的形状。
And all kinds of beasts and animals, each in their own forms and shapes.
在天上也有日月星辰。
In the universe, there are the sun, the moon, and the stars.
有各种大小远近各样的星球。
And different types of planets.
虽然不是每个星球都会发光。
Though not every planet glows.
例如，我们看见的月亮，它就是反射太阳的光。
For example, the moon, which reflects the light from the sun.
在万里无云的夜晚，除了皎洁的月亮之外。
In a clear and cloudless night, besides the brightness of the moon.
我们也看到满天闪烁的星星。
We can also see the sky twinkling with stars.
这张什么照片？
What picture is this?
今天有人跟我说，牧师啊，你把微倩的照片放上去了。因为休斯顿有太空总署
，There's a NASA headquarter in Houston，
所以这张照片从外太空拍来的。
This is a picture taken from the outer space。
地球其实也是借着太阳光的反照
，With the reflection of the sunlight，
我们看到水蓝的海洋跟陆地的轮廓。
We can see the outline of the aqua blue oceans and the land。
请问，我们的生命是否也会发光？
Do our lives shine?
耶稣说，我是世界的光。
Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
你是否能够像耶稣说，在世上做光？
Are you like what Jesus said, to be the light of this world?
反映出神的荣耀呢？
To reflect the glory of God.
在这里我们也看到这么大的一个地球。
Such a large planet.
既然可以悬挂在宇宙当中。
Hanging in the universe.
而且借着规律的运转，让我们有早上，有晚上。
And with the systematic movement of the universe, we have night and day.
而且春夏秋冬，四季不停的循环。
And the four seasons.
你是否惊讶神的智慧和全能呢？
We can't help but marvel at God's wisdom and greatness.
让我们继续从42节念到44节。
Let us continue to read from verse 42 to verse 44.
他说，死人复活也是这样。所种的是必朽坏，复活的是不朽坏。所种的是羞辱的，复活是荣耀的。所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有。灵性的身体，在这里，保罗告诉我们，我们现在的身体是一个以自我为中心、血气的身体。
Apostle Paul told us what we have now is a natural body that is perishable in dishonor and in weakness.
无论我们如何保养自己的身体
，No matter how we maintain our bodies，
随着我们年岁的增长都会慢慢的老化。
As we grow older, we age slowly.
除非主耶稣来了，我们现在身体将来都有衰败和死亡的一天。
Unless the Lord Jesus comes, our bodies will decline and perish.
我们也不断的被罪所捆绑。
We are also bound by sin.
好像保罗说，立志为善由得我，只是行出来。由不得我。
As Paul said, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing.
所以保罗说，我真是怎么样苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And Paul said, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?"
但是，我们接受了耶稣基督，我们都会从死里复活，我们都将拥有一个灵性的身体。
Only after we have accepted Jesus Christ, that we will have a resurrected body in a spiritual body.
在这里，保罗告诉我们说，灵性的身体不再经历死亡。
This spiritual body is imperishable.
我们也不再受罪的辖制。
And it's not bound by sin.
而且还要跟耶稣同享荣耀。
And we will be in the same glory as Jesus.
在主耶稣降生700多年前，旧约的先知这个以赛亚已经预言了。
The prophet Isaiah of the Old Testament prophesied in the 700 years before Jesus was born.
他说这位道成肉身的耶稣无加行美容。
That in flesh, the Lord Jesus had no form of majesties.
他更没有那个美貌值得我们羡慕的。
And no beauty that we should desire him.
甚至于耶稣才30岁左右。
Therefore, even when Jesus was about 30 years old,
人们看到他都以为他快50岁了。
People saw him and thought that he was 50 years old.
当然如果你们跟牧师说，哎呀，你看起来才像50岁，那对我真是一个很大的称赞。
If you think I'm only in my 50s, that's such a great compliment.
你们会这样说，因为师母帮我染了头发。
It is because my wife dyed my hair.
如果你看到我满头白发，你说这个人至少都有70岁了。
If you see all of my gray hair, you might think that I'm at least 70 years old.
所以电影里面那些饰演耶稣、那些潇洒的演员，绝对不是耶稣在世的样子。
So in the movie, when you saw the handsome actors playing the role of Jesus, that was not the way Jesus looked like.
但是耶稣也曾经带着门徒上山。
Jesus has brought the three disciples up to a high mountain.
让他们亲眼看见自己荣耀的形象。
And revealed to them his glorified image.
变了形象的耶稣脸好像太阳般的明亮。
After Jesus was transfigured, his face shone like the sun.
连他的衣裳都洁白发光。
And his clothes became white as light.
以色列最伟大的领袖摩西。
Moses, Israel's greatest leader.
和最有能力的先知以利亚。
And Elijah, the most powerful prophet.
也都显现跟耶稣来说话。
Also appeared at the same time speaking to Jesus.
从死里复活的主耶稣也不断地向门徒显现。
When Jesus appeared to his disciples after resurrection,
为了让他们认出自己，他先让他们看他手上跟脚上的钉痕。
He first showed them the nail marks on his hands and feet.
而且告诉他们，复活的主耶稣是有骨有肉。
And let them know that he is a crucified Lord with flesh and bone.
而且还跟门徒说，给我一片烧鱼吃。
And even add a piece of broiled fish.
不是耶稣贪吃，他只是让门徒知道他有复活的身体。
It's not because he's greedy. He just wants us to know that he has a resurrected body.
所以我们知道，将来我们复活的那个身体，绝对不是像精灵一样的虚无缥缈。
Therefore, the resurrected body is by no means the same as genies or illusory.
复活灵性的身体是不会朽坏，也是一个荣耀强壮。有骨有肉的身体。
The resurrected spiritual body will not perish. It is also a glorified and strong body with bones and flesh.
让我们继续从念45节到46节。
Let us continue to read from verse 45 to verse 46.
经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵，但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。在创世纪第二章，耶和华用尘土造人。
In Genesis chapter 2, the Lord God formed the man of dust.
他将生气吹到人的鼻孔里。
And breath into his nostrils the breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And the man became a living creature called Adam.
然后2000多年前，主耶稣降世也成为人的样式。
2000 over years ago, the Lord Jesus came into the world as a human.
是末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
He is the last Adam and has become our living spirit.
这里就告诉我们，主耶稣是赐我们生命的主宰。
Jesus is our master who gave us lives.
亚当是神用尘土所造的，是属于土。
Adam is made of dust, belongs to earth.
耶稣从天降下，是属于天。
Jesus descended from heaven, belongs to heaven.
按照我们的血肉的身躯，我们当然都是亚当的后代，属于地。
In flesh, we are the descendants of Adam and belong to earth.
但是当我们领受了耶稣，
But when we accept Jesus,
我们就领受了从神而来的生命。
We receive the new life from God.
使我们里面原来那属地的基因改变成为属天的基因。
And our earthly DNA will be transformed into the heavenly DNA.
所以使徒保罗在罗马书勉励我们。
In Romans, Paul encourages believers.
他说，若活着是为主而活。
For if we live, we live to the Lord.
若死了是为主而死。
And if we die, we die to the Lord.
所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's.
因此，耶稣死了又活了。
For to this end, Christ died and lived again.
就是为了要做死人并活人的主。
That he might be Lord both of the dead and the living.
但是使徒保罗也警告我们。
At the same time, Paul also warned us.
我们若只靠基督，只在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜了。
If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied.
如果死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝，因为明天就要死了嘛。
If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在欢庆感恩节的时候
，While we celebrate Thanksgiving，
十一月份也是我们为受逼迫的教会祷告的日子。
November is also the time of prayer for the persecuted church。
让我们一起来看这一段影片。
Let's watch this video。
I've never prayed for the attack on my church. Six, something went to church. My dad, my mom, and the children, they are four. We sing praises. We pray for the peace of the nation. Then we pray for those persecuted Christians.
Osan, nine, now family.During the prayer section, when the attack happened, we started hearing the gunshot.
My eyes was closed. I was screaming. So, by the time I opened my eyes, I saw everywhere. Like, it's fire. I was thinking that maybe so many people would die in the church.
Everybody was crying, shouting. I started feeling some pain. I was shivering. It was cold. I did not realize it was a blade that speared through.
I saw people on the floor Some are dead and some are crying. There's blood around them. Their bodies. People are shouting Jesus. That was the only thing I heard. Some people shouted Jesus.
My younger brother shot him on the chest. His name is Tito. And he died at the age of 10.
I think we are 18 people that they are shot. 12 are dead.
I saw my father bleeding seriously, both from the thigh. He's always kind, always tell us to read the Bible and be close to God. And that was the last time I saw. It's not dead. Death is the one who you are going to meet again.
I don't know. 你们看完这个影片的感受是如何？
I'm not sure how you feel after watching this video.
但是当我听到最后那位13岁的女孩说， 怀念她的父亲。
When I heard at the end of the video that the 13 years old girl said that she missed her father.
说她的父亲要她勤读圣经和亲近上帝。
She said that her father wants her to diligently read the Bible and be close to God.
所以她知道她父亲没有死。
So she believes that her father is not dead.
有一天她跟她父亲会在天上相见。
And they will meet again one day in heaven.
接下来我们要看50到51节。
In the following verses 50 to 51.
保罗开始要告诉我们复活的奥秘。
Paul tells us the mystery of resurrection.
让我们一起来念。
Let's read together. I tell you this, brothers.
Sorry, yeah. 好，第50节，好，他说，弟兄们，
I tell you this, brothers,
我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的，不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。使徒保罗先告诉我们说，在基督里的人，即使离开世界， 我们是在干嘛？ 我们是在睡觉。
The Apostle Paul said, for those who died in Christ, even though we depart from this world,
既然是睡觉，
they were only sleeping.
既然是睡觉， 将来怎么样？ 就都会醒来。
Since we were sleeping, we will be waking up in the future.
然后复活的奥秘， 不是说我们每一个信主人都要睡觉。
The mystery of resurrection doesn't mean that we all must sleep.
不管你睡觉不睡觉， 要进神的国， 我们必须都要改变。
Whether you sleep or not, the mystery of resurrection is that we all have to change.
我们的基因都要从必朽坏的变为不朽坏的。
Our DNA will be transformed from perishable to imperishable.
让我们继续念52节到53节。
Let's read verse 52 and 53.
将来会有号筒，
there will be horn trumpets in the future.
先把睡觉的人叫醒，赐他们复活的身体，还活的人，他们身体也要变成不朽坏和不死的。在约翰福音11章25节也同样的说，
In John chapter 11, verse 25.
让我们一起来念，他说， 复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？圣经在问我们：凡活着就接受主耶稣的人，永远不死，你相信吗？亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
你是否愿意今天就来接受耶稣
？Are you willing to accept Jesus today？
现在就领受从神来的生命
，To receive a new life from God now。
将来神还要赐我们一个不会朽坏、强壮和荣耀的身体。
In the future, God will give us an imperishable, strong, and glorious body.
如果你愿意，欢迎你随时来找我或者是马太牧师。
If you are willing, you're welcome to talk to me or Pastor Matt.
如果有人不认识马太牧师，马太牧师跟师母就在坐在最前面。
That's Pastor Matt.
刚才我们看到教会的枪杀案。
We saw the shooting in the church.
同样的事情，类似事情也发生在圣安东尼附近的乡村教会。
Similar incidents happened at the villages near San Antonio.
上个主日，他们在附近的棒球场搭棚子。
Last Sunday, they set up a scaffolding at the nearby baseball stadium.
举行了枪杀事件之后第一次的主日聚会。
The church had a first Sunday service after the shooting incident.
平常这间聚会，教会的聚会人数大概只有50人。
The usual Sunday service attendance was about 50 people.
那天出席了500人以上。
On that day, 500 people attended the service.
教会的牧师那天激动地向会众来说
，The pastor of the church told the congregation,
我认识那一天失去生命的每一个人。
I know everyone who lost their life that day.
很多是我的好朋友，也包括我自己的女儿。
Some of which were my best friends and my daughter.
但是我没有丝毫的怀疑。
And I guarantee without any shadow of doubt.
他们现在正和主耶稣在一起欢庆跳舞。
They are now dancing with Jesus today.
神必得荣耀。
God gets the glory.
即使是苦难逼迫，神仍然要得荣耀。
Even with persecution, God will still get the glory.
54到56节。
From verse 54 to 56,
保罗宣告
，Paul proclaims，
不会朽坏复活的身体，就是死亡被得胜吞没的证据。
The imperishable resurrected body.Is the evidence that death was swallowed by victories?
罪导致我们死亡，死的那根毒钩就是辖制我们的罪。
Sin, which is the root cause of our death.
律法的功用，一方面是定我们的罪。
The function of the law is to convict us of our sin.
但是在另一方面，也让我们看到我们没有办法靠自己得救。
On the other hand, it also shows us that we cannot overcome sin on our own.
现今主耶稣已经在十字架上摧毁了罪的权势。
And Lord has overcome sin on the cross.
律法的另一个功用就是带领我们来到耶稣基督的宝座前。
And the law will lead us to the throne of Jesus.
让我们不再经历死亡。
So that we will not experience death.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
如果你正被罪捆绑
，If sin is binding you，
不能自拔
，and you cannot extricate yourself from sin，
让主耶稣来带领你脱离罪恶。
Let our Lord Jesus lead you away from sin.
你是否也渴望有一个不会朽坏？
Are you looking forward to an imperishable,
强壮、荣耀和复活的身体吗
？Strong and glorious resurrected body.
这是主耶稣给我们的应许。
This is a promise from Jesus.
两个主日前，英文堂的马太牧师。
Two Sundays ago, Pastor Matthews.
也告诉我们，跟随耶稣是一个生命的蜕变。
Told us that following Jesus is a life transformation process.
我们是从头脑开始来认识耶稣。
Beginning with our head knowledge to know Jesus Christ.
并且接受他成为我们生命的主。
And accept him as our Lord.
让主耶稣来掌管我们的生命。
For Jesus to be the master of our lives.
改变我们内在的心灵。
So to transform our spiritual mind.
然后带出我们外在行为的改变。
Which will then transform our external behavior.
神拯救我们。
God save us.
当然有他美好的旨意。
Has his purpose.
那我们的回应是什么呢？
How shall we respond to God?
让我们先来念58节。
Let's now read verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。亲爱弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你是否靠主得坚固？
Do you rely on God to be steadfast?
为教会许多人认真的服事感恩。
We give thanks for all the volunteers who put in so much effort in the church.
但是你是否相信你在主里的劳苦必蒙神亲自纪念？
Do you believe that your labor in the Lord will be remembered?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
全然圣洁公义又充满慈爱和怜悯的天父上帝。
To our pure, righteous, loving and merciful Heavenly Father,
谢谢你借着使徒保罗赐下我们身体复活的盼望。
We thank you that through the Apostle Paul, you give us the hope of the resurrected body.
世界的一切都会过去。
Everything in the world will perish.
但是主耶稣你却允许我们，你要带着新天新地回来。
But Jesus promised us that he will return with the new heavens and the new earth.
不管我们现今面对各样的痛苦、病痛跟困难，
No matter how difficult the situations we are in,
你都要擦干我们的眼泪。
He will dry our tears.
让我们不再经历痛苦。
That we will suffer no more.
更没有死亡。
We will not die.
永远与主耶稣同享荣耀。
And we're forever in God's glory.
祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
We pray in the holy names of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，接下来我们把时间交给我们的主席。